As Valentine's Day drew near, our friend on Cape Cod, Allie Furlow, happened to have an appointment with her cardiologist, Dr. Charles Blatt, which turned into a heart-to-heart talk.
After Dr. Blatt gave me the heartening news that I'd passed my heart tests, I asked him if his patients tended to have heart problems around Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes. They come with broken hearts.
But isn't it literally true?
Well, yes. Not to be facetious about it. In fact, people who are depressed or have recently lost a loved one or have broken up with a relationship often have symptoms that somehow are focused on the chest as either palpitations or chest heaviness or chest pressure. And in medicine, the key is listening, taking a history and not necessarily throwing tests at a patient. But most of what we learn, 90 to 95%, is simply by listening. And warm listening, that is, with the warmth of a caring doctor, a lot of the discomfort will go away.
Do you give prescriptions to broken-hearted people?
Oh, yes. I write to them, please go out and find somebody to love. I put it on my prescription pad. Find somebody to love and love them more.
Makes me feel better already. What about your first memories of Valentine's Day?
Oh.
Before you became a famous heart specialist.
I must tell you, when I think of Valentine's Day, I don't think of breaking hearts in terms of cardiology. I think of the first grade at the Lake Street School in Auburn, Maine, when all of us would exchange Valentine's cards, but we were always so concerned that we wouldn't get very many. And the whole popularity contest was based on how many Valentine's cards you received. So by third grade, we all figured out that we simply wrote a lot of Valentine's cards to ourselves. And we would get all of these cards and feel very good about it.
I'm going to go buy some Valentines and send them to myself. That's a great idea. Well, look, have a lovely Valentine's Day. And
thank you
I assume
very much.
You're sending Valentines to all these wonderful people in your office.
Oh, of course. I'm so glad you reminded me.
I had a hard time finding just the right Valentine for Dr. Blatt. All the cards seemed to be for nieces and husbands and mothers and aunts. I even saw one to my great-grandmother. Not a single Valentine for a doctor. I settled for one with a cat holding a heart and saying, I'm going to tell you how I really feel. Inside, it said, I really feel fine, thanks. That sounded medical, if not very heartfelt. I signed it, Guess Who.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, a flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom 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 boody boom boody boom boody boom.
Well, goodness gracious me.
Allie Furlow is a writer who lives on Cape Cod. Her cardiologist, Dr. Charles Blatt, practices in Brookline, Massachusetts at the Lown Cardiovascular Center. Its director, Bernard Lown, won the 1985 Nobel Peace Prize for founding physicians for the prevention of nuclear war.
Have eyes to see. The face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do.